Go.
In John Steinbeck's book of Mice and Men, all of the main characters are represented in the microcosm of America. The survival of the fittest mentality is one of the main themes of the book. This theme aims to guide the audience in order for them to recognize their actions. The personality of the two main characters, George and Lenny, are an exception to the normal representation of people during the Great Depression. We can see this through a quote, "I got you to look after me, and you've got me to look after you." Both characters aspire to similar dreams, but to contrasting effect. Lenny's dream is to tend to rabbits on a farm, whilst George dreams of living on his own land and being his own person. George is represented as a man who is rational and level-headed, a man who would be average and is just trying hard to get his dream. However, he seems to be hindered by Lenny, yet he still stays with him, showing that George needs Lenny just because he feels lonely. However, Lenny does not want a dream as big as George's. He just wants to tend the rabbits, and that is the ultimate consequence for him. Whenever he does anything bad, he fears that George will take away his dream of tending the rabbits, no matter how big or small the thing that he has done is. Curly's wife is strongly represented, is strongly representative of women around America at the time. She desires to be a free woman and say that she feels and to say and do what she feels, but this is seldom possible. For example, she says, "Think I like to stick in that house all day?" This quote really shows the power women had at the time, or lack of, in fact. She didn't even have a name in the book. She was simply named Curly's wife, showing that she is a possession of a man. She is represented as a lonely character who's longing to be free. Although she does have a slight amount of power due to the fact that she is married to Curly, whose father runs the ranch, which is an example of nepotism, she's still not as high as the men due to the fact that she is left behind when all the men with status leave to go to town. Curly is a character who will often thrive and ultimately survive during the Great Depression. He benefits from nepotism and will therefore survive in the Great Depression. He always picks a bigger man to fight and knows that he can't lose, even by the fact that if he does lose the fight, then the men on the ranch will look down upon the man who is bigger than him due to the fact that he fought Curly, who is seen as smaller. But if he does win the fight, he'll gain the respect of the men for beating up such a large man. The quote for this is, "Never did seem right to me. Suppose Curly jumps a big guy and licks him." He holds his wife as a possession and often accuses people of messing with his wife, showing that he does not trust her and that there's a lack of love between the two partners. Crooks is representative of black men in the Great Depression. He is the product of segregation and treatment of people in the Great Depression. The Negro stable buck had his own barn. "I can't play because I'm black and a goddamn nigger." He is at the bottom of the hierarchy and recognizes this. Therefore, he knows his rights, and as he is isolated due to segregation, he keeps a lot of possessions because he is isolated and more permanent than the other men. It also shown that he is intelligent due to the fact that when we first are introduced to Crooks, we are told that he has a copy of his rights, basically, which shows his intelligence. And due to the fact that he's intelligent, you would expect him to be higher up in hierarchy and be able to thrive during the Great Depression. However, the fact that he is disabled both physically and socially, for example, him being black, and the fact that his back is also disabled, automatically puts him at the bottom of the heap. So, in short, it shows that intelligence doesn't matter as long as you're not white or a white man. Next is Slim, who's seen as the highest. He's the prince of the ranch. That is, the quote is, "Prince of the ranch, royalty, and master craftsman." Due to the fact that he has more skill than other men, he is the leader of the pack. Candy is seen as a cripple who does not achieve his dreams, and he's just there as a side kind of, just there. He just stays there, but you don't really notice him. Carson ultimately is the strongest character due to survival of the fittest, which tells us to survive, you shouldn't lend a hand to anyone, and Carson doesn't seem to lose anything, unlike George, who loses Lenny, Candy, who loses his dog, and etc. Carson also manages to grab the